this community, they actually had a BRAC committee already set up when the BRAC recommendations came down. And initially, within the first month, they had already made a couple trips to Washington, D.C., and they wanted to make sure that we had all the information that we needed about the Huntsville area. Because Huntsville is a little different than a lot of areas within Alabama. So a lot of our employees had a lot of different perceptions when they first heard Alabama, and that was soon quelled because the communities were able to come up and answer any questions that our employees had.
So it was a matter of educating the people as they're in the process of moving.
That's right. And in fact, for our workforce, for the first probably year, every week we had brown bag lunches in a conference room, and within the Tennessee Valley, each one of these chambers of commerce and communities conducted video teleconferences with our employees while they were eating lunch, and they could ask any question they wanted, and they got all of their questions answered.
Moving across country would pose some unique challenges of its own. Couldn't have been easy.
And it really did, and it wasn't. The one thing that I felt was the most successful over this is we started flowing people in here, employees that wanted to move, especially early, starting in 2007. So in 2007, we moved our first group here, which got temporary facilities ready. They also, you know, went around and made sure they had all the points of contacts within Redstone and the surrounding communities. And then we started moving significant portions of people toward latter of 2008 and 2009 so that we would have those employees who moved and start hiring new folks from this area and other areas so that when we did have to turn the lights off at Fort Belvoir, we already had over 1,000 employees here already doing work and put us in tremendous great shape to make sure that our employees could still support the war and the rest of the services and our allies without missing a beat.
Obviously, some major challenges with moving across country, challenges with BRAC moves in general anyway, whether it's across town or across country. But I'm wondering if you had experienced any unforeseen challenges that you had to overcome.
Well, one of the big ones was the week that our commanding general moved was the week of April 27th. When, you know, there were over 300 tornadoes in Alabama, and it knocked this area out pretty good. I mean, just devastated communities, and we were without power for almost a week. And during that time, you know, our new facility, we had just started moving people into our new facility, and that was one of the very few facilities that had power. Because we did have backup generators installed, and we were able to sustain mission. But that was definitely something unforeseen, especially during some big peaks of transition with moving some folks down.
We are talking with Thomas Magentic. He's the chief of the Army Materiel Command Transformation Team and the AMC Program Manager for BRAC. And because of these unique challenges that you had to overcome, what are some of the lessons learned? What would you do differently? And what do you feel like you really nailed and got right?
I think one of the big things that we could have done differently is I do think we could have leveraged information technology a little better and sooner. I don't even think a lot of people know what computer they're going to have at their house in 3 years, you know, let alone over 1,300 different computer systems for employees that are down here. So definitely from that sense, you know, we had a little bit of challenge. I probably also would have, you know, moved some more senior leaders down here even earlier so that we made sure that people who were selecting their new employees would have already been in this area putting together their teams. I think it just would have been a little more cohesive if we had done a little bit better job with that.
And what worked?
I think the biggest thing that we nailed was communication. You know, our public affairs personnel very early on thought outside the box. I mean, we had a robust internet site to make sure that when we were putting out information, family members as well as, you know, some of the contractor workforce had the ability to find up-to-date information about this area. You know, we used Twitter. you know, as well as the blogs. And then the other thing we did is we did have a camera mounted right across the construction site. So our employees could go on the internet every week and see a time-lapse photo of where we were with the new headquarters. So I think the communication-wise with the town halls, the video teleconferences, the brown bags, sensing sessions, and all those things, I think that's one thing that I think we really nailed as a headquarters.
What bottom line piece of advice do you have for others who may have to go through this or are going through it?
The big thing is they need to start with the date that they'd have to be full operation capability, you know, FOC, and then back up and at least give themselves 3 years to phase everything in. Then on top of that, the biggest thing is communication. There are perceptions. There are people who think they have the answers. And again, in a lot of cases, we had a lot of federal employees that never moved before. So we put together some smart books. Our personnel folks had sessions to go over, you know, what an employee's benefits were to be while they were BRAC affected. So definitely communication. And definitely if they're moving over a distance, then they make sure they take enough time to phase in so that on that date when they have to be ready to go, they don't have, you know, a workforce kind of that goes away and one that they're starting to build up at the same time. We essentially had workforce here and we had a workforce there. And in some cases, we had people doing a couple different jobs, including those of some of the folks that weren't going to move.
Would you ever want to do it again?
You know, I guess if I had a chance to do this again, I would love the opportunity to take the lessons that we've learned and apply those and see, you know, how much better that it could have come out. But again, you know, we were really successful, you know, because of the communications and because of, you know, our employees that either were hired new or that were moved and really embraced this whole effort. And in a nutshell, I don't think we could have been BRAC'd to a better location than this Huntsville area. So this headquarters move for AMC was one of 24 main BRAC actions. So we did have a lot of other stuff that were BRAC impacted at the same time the headquarters folks, you know, were moving. So our leadership providing us, you know, the tools necessary to make this successful, you know, was something that I really appreciated, because without leadership and, you know, those employees that are willing to step up and help somebody else by sponsoring them or doing something else, this definitely wouldn't have, we wouldn't have completed this as successful as we did.